So, hey, this is the time I've been waiting for all show. Some big VR news today, as you guys know. I'm like a nut on VR for whatever reason. So let's talk about it. First, we finally know what Sony's PlayStation VR will cost. Sony announced today at the Game Developers Conference that their headset is going to run $399. It's arriving in October of this year. So, Nate, what do you think? So basically, we have like tiers of VR at this point. We've got PlayStation VR at 400-ish, right around there. Oculus Rift at 600, and then HTC Vive at $800. What do you think?
Oh, I love it. I think this is really, really, really smart on Sony's part to come in and undercut by a significant amount. I mean, $200 less is no joke. The most important thing, really, though, is the fact that there are more PlayStation 4s out there in the world and in living rooms than there are PCs capable of running Oculus Rift right now. HTC Vive will run on Macs and PCs. It'll run on a broader swath of computers. But the fact of the matter is that VR is really starting with the community of gamers first. That's kind of the first demographic that these companies are trying to get to come in, to buy the technology, and to build this market, which is still unproven, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you're going after gamers anyways, going after people who already have a PlayStation sitting in their living room and saying, for an extra $400, you get to try out the future of potentially everything, of computing, of, you know, gaming, of movies, of, you know, whatever, right? That's the promise anyways. That's so much easier to understand. Or let's say you don't have a PlayStation at all. It's $400 for the headset. It's an extra $350 to get the PS4 with it. That's still going to be cheaper than Oculus or the Vive. You know, so it's like, do you want to spend, you know, maybe about $750, or would you rather spend about $1,500 to go the PC-dominated route of Oculus and HTC? I think it's a no question. I think Sony could totally be a dark horse here and just own things, because there's already gamers here who are going to want to spend the extra money. I mean, what do you think? That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. Now, actually, Kara, our technical director, has had direct experience in some fashion with a PlayStation VR. Is this right, Kara?
That is correct. Sorry, I got my cameras over here. There we go. Yeah, that's my footage from the PlayStation experience that was in San Francisco. And it was okay. It was not what I expected it to be. It was very blurry. The headset was like a lot to look at. I didn't get nauseous or anything, like they said some people did, because it was sit down, like, as you saw in the video, sit down, play for 5 minutes. And it honestly took me the whole 5 minutes to really grasp what was happening.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was kind of difficult. If I had had more time, maybe I'd feel better about it. But with the way the graphics were just like so blurry and all over the place, it was a lot to, it was a lot to handle.
It sounded like your headset was on, right?
They put it on me. So I think it was on right. I think maybe it was just the way I was looking into it. I don't know. I just had a really hard time seeing everything clearly.
And when was this? Was this long enough ago that it could have been kind of released in manufacturer, more prototype? Or
This was just a couple months ago.
Okay. December, so, I think.
Yeah, I think it was in December. I don't even remember. Huh.
Interesting.
So I'm pretty sure it's close to what they're going to be releasing. It was Valkyrie, which is one of the games that's going to be coming out in VR. And it was basically like you're in a spaceship and you're flying around in space and you're shooting at the other spaceships. And then part of what I was doing wrong was I was shooting at my own teammates for most of the time, I think. And then at the end, I was like, oh, that's why I'm losing. Yeah, so,
that's why your teammates hate you.
Yes, exactly. Well, my team won, though.
Oh, okay.
But not thanks to me.
No, thanks to you.
Despite your efforts.
Yeah, exactly.
And to be fair, you're an Xbox fan. That's your game. That's your jam, as the kids say.
That's my jam. Good job. Did Facebook tell you that? The slang predictor. Yeah, no, I'm also an Xbox person. So that was the other big challenge, was I was sitting there with the headset on and I couldn't look at the controller. And so the girl sitting next to you trying to help you, because, you know, they want their team to win. And she's like, press X or press square, press circle. And I'm like, I don't know where circle is. Like, where? Tell me, you know, is it X or Y or A or B? I'm used to the Xbox controller. So
right.
I think that was the other major disadvantage I had. I went with some friends, so that's why I wasn't completely in awe of the PlayStation experience.
Well, I got to
play. Did your friends have the same?
No, go for it.
No, I think my friends enjoyed it a lot more than I did. But we also waited for 2 hours.
Did they have the blurriness issue or no?
No, they said it was... I don't think so. I don't remember them saying anything about it. I remember them being like, oh, yeah, it was great. And we had, and you know, they enjoyed it. But I think I was also upset because we sat in line for like an hour and a half just to play this game. So, yeah. So after sitting there for an hour and a half and then getting 5 minutes of blurry.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what buttons I'm pressing. I'm mad now because I'm also a sore loser. So when I lose, it's like no one's happy.
Noted for when we play Kara in VR first person shooters. I mean, my experience was only with the HTC Vive not too long ago, and it really kind of blew me away. But I think the strength here, like you were saying, Nate, is that, you know, the PlayStation 4, like the install base is crazy. 36 million PS4s in the wild. I mean, that's where you start. And the experience, the PlayStation VR is tailor-made for that hardware. So it's kind of more or less as much of a guarantee as you're going to get. You know, with the other systems, there's still a little bit of wiggle room there, right? Like, you can get a certified PC, but there's still that kind of question of is it going to, you know, be tailor-made and perfect for this hardware? Here, you know, you're going to get hardware that's matched perfectly. So I'm looking forward to it, and that's a great price to get in on the ground floor.
Before we move on, I have a question. So you just have to buy the $400. If you already have a PlayStation, you don't need to buy anything else, but the $400, that's it? The $400 VR?
Yeah. For some games, you might need for all games, you're going to need the PlayStation camera because it has lights on the headset, and the PlayStation camera, it uses that to track where you're at, the movement, right? And so I think, how much does that cost? Is that like an extra $40, $60, something like that? That doesn't come with the PlayStation 4 itself, so you'll have to pick that up. And then if you want some motion control games, then the PlayStation Move controllers, I think, are another $40. So, you know, that could be like an extra $80 for people who don't have that. There are a lot of people who don't have that, but I think most PlayStation 4 gamers aren't picking up the Move controllers. So that does jack up the price just a little bit.
Sure.
But yeah, the idea is that if you have a PlayStation, that it should be, you know, easy for you to jump into this.
Right.
I've tried all three of the headsets, and Oculus Rift is by far the most comfortable so far. It's just like really lightweight, really easy to slip on and off. But PlayStation VR, it doesn't really like sit on your face like ski goggles like Vive and Oculus do. It actually has this like thing that sits kind of on the crown of your head, and then the headset is kind of suspended in front of you, and you can move the headset forward and back to adjust to your eyesight correctly, and you can even move it up and down. And it doesn't put pressure on your face the same way that these other headsets do. I've only gotten to try demos that are maybe 20, 30 minutes long. And you know, PlayStation was very, very comfortable because when I got done, and it just didn't feel like something was sitting on my face the whole time.
Yeah,
it was just a little bit like the weight distribution was a little bit more even. But, you know, it's one thing to try in a controlled 30, 40 minute long demo versus me being by myself in my living room and sitting there for, I don't know, who knows, 2 or 3 hours, right? Playing FIFA or Valkyrie or, you know, whatever. So it'll be really interesting to see these things once they're out in the wild. But, yeah, I don't know.